Listen very closely, because I am begging you to stop using prehistoric business models in today's day and age. Dropshipping had its time, Amazon FBA had its time, all of these business models had their time. And I wanna make it very clear, these business models aren't extinct, but you just simply don't have first mover advantage with these things anymore. But in today's video, I'm gonna present you the ultimate guide to something where you do have that advantage. So with that being said, let's get into how to create and sell digital products, the ultimate guide. You see, creating and selling digital products in 2025 has never been easier because the barriers that used to stop 99% of people are completely gone and the playing field has been leveled like never before. So in today's video, I'm going to break down the entire step-by-step process that has allowed me to make millions with digital products. And it is the same process that has helped my clients generate real income in just days and weeks. Now, this video came about because I made a video a couple weeks ago where I explained why 2025 will be the last easy year for making money online, and you guys went crazy for that video. And I asked you in there, do you want a step-by-step tutorial on how to actually implement this? And you guys absolutely spammed the comments asking me to create a step-by-step breakdown of how to actually make money online with digital products. So in this video, as promised, I want to give you the full roadmap and leave no stone unturned. If you watch that video, you now understand that the clock is ticking. We are in that perfect window where the tools exist, the barriers are eliminated, but not too many people know about this opportunity yet. Now, here's the thing. If you tried making money online before and it didn't work, it wasn't your fault. The system was stacked against normal people like you without massive budgets or technical expertise. But here is where everything has changed. AI is accelerating at an unprecedented rate, and it's now able to not only help you make money online, but also build everything out for you. In fact, the CEO of NVIDIA, Jason Huang, just made the boldest prediction of his career. He says that AI will create more millionaires in the next 5 years than the internet did in 20 years. You see, what he calls the great equalizer effect means that it's no longer about who has more technical skills. It's all about knowing what tools to use and having access to them. The thing with digital products is that most people overcomplicate the process, but it's actually very, very straightforward. If you have a step-by-step, and if you know what to do, there's simply no way to fail. For far too long, the gatekeepers of your online success have been complexity, high costs, and technical barriers that kept regular people locked out. Those days, my friend, are over. With the right tools, you can create a digital product in minutes, not months. And if you follow my step-by-step approach, it's like having a slot machine where you get unlimited spins. Every time you create and test a digital product, you either get sales or you don't. If you get sales, double down on it. If you don't, you spin again with a new idea. The only way to lose is to stop spinning. Yet most people will make excuses or say the game is rigged, but each loss is just a data point that helps you create a better product next time. So let's go ahead and dive into it. First, let's start by defining what a digital product actually is, because for some people, it's very confusing to them, but it's actually rather simple. A digital product is a product that is created, delivered, and consumed digitally. That's it. You see, everything happens online, hence the name digital products. They exist in many forms, including ebooks, PDFs, planners, online courses, and so on. And the reason I like them so much is that once created, you can sell them infinitely without any additional cost. That means no inventory, no shipping, no storage. But today isn't about why I think there is unprecedented opportunity with digital products right now, as I've already covered that in last week's video. If you missed that, make sure you go ahead and watch that one after this. What today is about instead is hardcore tactics. So let me break it down for you from beginning to end. And it all starts with topic selection. You see, the first step is deciding what the topic of your digital product will be. This is absolutely critical because it really sets the foundation for everything that comes after. Think about it like building a house, okay? If you build a house on weak foundations with poor materials, it might look good from the outside, but the moment a storm hits, the whole thing comes crashing down. And by the way, the same applies to digital products. You could be the best at creating products, marketing, and sales, but if you pick the wrong topic from the start, none of it matters. The foundation of any successful digital product is picking the right topic and ensuring that people actually want to buy it. And this is where most people fail. They create something that they think people want instead of something people have already proven to buy. Now, when it comes to choosing your topic, you really have two options. The first one is picking a topic that relates to your skill, experience, or expertise. So if you have any interest, experience, or skills, ask yourself these three questions. What are your interests? What skills do you have? And what do? In your spare time. But this doesn't mean that you need to be an expert. You just need to be one step ahead of someone else. I mean, think about it this way. If you're good at Canva, you can help people learn how to use Canva. If you're skilled at creating PowerPoint presentations, you can go ahead and teach that. If you are a mom and you want to help people learn how to cook, you can share your recipes and cooking techniques as a digital product. The truth is, it doesn't matter if you're a level 10 at something who's helping someone who's at a level 8, or if you're a level 3 helping someone at a level 1. Both are equally valuable because it's not about you being an expert. It's about who you're helping and making sure that you are a few steps ahead of them. For a digital product to be valuable, you just need to be able to help someone who's in need. As long as you're ahead of where they are and you can solve a problem that they have, that is all that matters. The best way to think about this is to start with your audience in mind. Ask yourself, who would you want to help and what problem they struggle with, and then reverse engineer from there. You could even go a step further and speak to people you know who are a part of that demographic. That is the first path that you can take. But at this point, I'm sure you're thinking, I don't really know what I could provide value with, or I don't have any special skills or expertise. And this is where option two comes in, which is letting AI pick the topic for you. But this isn't random. There's an entire method behind this, and this is why it's important that you actually use specialized tools that have this capability. Now, once again, I'm gonna listen to your feedback, so you just tell me if you want it. If you want me to make an entire video going even deeper into the key steps to actually get rich with AI during the AI gold rush, comment AI down below. Once again, if I don't get that many comments, I will make the video. If that's something that does interest you, let me know and I'll create that video for you guys. Now back to the topic of the video, because nowadays there are tools that can scrape the entire internet and the entire market, meaning they don't just have information, they have all the information out there, including what digital products are currently selling and which ones aren't. And what's even better is that these same AI tools can synthesize all of the valuable information that exists on any given topic and package it all into one comprehensive digital product. This means that you don't actually need to be personally associated with a topic for your product to be valuable. The value comes from the AI conducting all of the research and development for you and turning it into a solution that solves someone else's specific problem. And by the way, this is what the generate random ideas feature inside of Synthesize actually allows you to do. This is the level that AI has gotten to, because you no longer need to worry about not knowing what topic to pick, because these tools can now give you recommendations based on what's already working in the market. So that way you don't need to play any guessing games. You don't need to be a genius. You don't need to be a visionary. You just let AI look at the data for you, because the data doesn't lie. And the right AI tool is like your own little analyst. And here are some digital product ideas that are crushing it right now. We have AI prompt packs. With this one, you give people the prompts that will allow them to get AI to do the work for them instead of them having to pay someone 10 times more to do the job for them. Next, we have website templates. I remember back in the day when I wanted to create my first website, it was incredibly difficult to figure out. The demand for this exists because everyone wants a website, but no one actually wants to build one from scratch. Next, we have lead magnet templates. Most creators desperately need these for their funnels and list building. You could be the one providing them with a template for it. Next, we have social media automation tools, time-saving tools like mass unfollow bots, lead scraping tools, DM automation setups for ManyChat, and close friend monetization hacks to help creators add all followers to their close friends automatically instead of doing it manually. These are all things that creators need desperately. And by the way, I even see people white labeling other people's software and selling it as their own product. So you can actually strike up an agreement with software owners to rebrand their tools. Companies like AutoDS and System.io allow you to do this. So whether you choose a topic based on your own experience or you let AI guide you to a profitable opportunity, what matters is that you're solving a real problem for real people. But here is a golden nugget that I want to give you on this. Regardless of which option that you go for, when you're deciding on your product idea, always go a level deeper. It's what I call finding your unique value zone. Think of it like three layers. You've got your market, your niche, and your UVZ. For example, within digital planners, I could create a wedding planner or a daily accountability planner. Let's say I created a wedding planner. Within that, I could go even a layer deeper and focus on creating a wedding budget tracker for couples planning destination weddings. Are you starting to see how powerful this is? The deeper you go and the more specific you get, the better, because this will make your product truly stand out. For example, when someone who's planning their destination wedding finds your wedding budget tracker, they immediately think, wow, this was made just for me. And that is what turns casual browsers into buyers. But once you have a topic in mind, or you're torn between a few topics, there's one more key step you need to take. You need to validate your idea. In other words, you need to make sure that people will actually want to buy what it is that you're selling. Skipping this step is like setting sail without a compass. Now for this, you also have two options. You can either do the validation process manually, or you can use specialized tools that speed up this process. First, let me show you how to do it manually so that way you can understand the step-by-step logic behind it. Then I'll explain how AI can automate this for you. The first method is ClickBank research. So what you want to do is you want to head over to ClickBank and look at what digital products are already selling in different categories. ClickBank is a platform that allows you to get real-time data on successful digital products. Here, you need to pay attention to the gravity score of different products. This metric basically tells you how many affiliates are successfully selling this product. If a product has a high gravity score, it means that it's converting well and has high demand. And by the way, I did a screen recording earlier today, so as I'm talking about this, I'll just have the team overlay that on top so you can get a visual representation of what it is that I'm talking about. Method two is actually Facebook ads library validation. So next, we're gonna further validate your product idea by browsing the Facebook ads library. This is a game changer that most people don't even know about. In the Facebook ads library, search for keywords related to your topic. For example, if you're thinking of selling a Notion digital product, search Notion digital product. From that, here is what I want you to look out for. Things such as how many different advertisers are running ads for similar products. How long have these ads been running? Because if an ad has been running for months, it's likely profitable. Next is the variety of ad creatives. Just so you understand, when there's more variations, it usually indicates to profitability because it means that they are testing creatives and the ads are actually working. You need to understand that people wouldn't keep spending money if they weren't making money back. So this is all the validation that you need. By the way, there's even a Chrome extension called Ad Sparrow that shows you how long ads have been running and how many variations exist. Once again, I'll get my team to overlay screen recording from earlier so you can get a representation of what this looks like. Alternatively, you could also just go directly to the source. Visit platforms where people are hosting their digital products like WAP, Etsy, and many more. On WAP, for example, you can actually sort by product category and filter by most money made to see which products are selling the most. The point is, if you do all of this, there is simply no way you can pick a bad topic for your digital product. Let me give you a perfect example of this. There's a creator called Mr. Notion who helps people become more organized by using Notion. Inside his digital product, he provides Notion templates to help people solve a clear problem that they have. If I were struggling for ideas, I could literally just take the same idea and create a digital product around it. It is that easy. Now, if you want to take it a step further, you can even look at his reviews, look at what people dislike about his product, and just make yours better. That is step one of the process. But remember, I told you there is an easier way to do this. All of this can now be automated with AI. For example, Synthesize AI cross-references ClickBank, Facebook ads library, and multiple other data sources to identify profitable opportunities. It tells you what topics are working and validates the market demand. This will save you hours, tens of hours, sometimes even hundreds of hours of manual research. But if you want to, you can also still do it manually if you prefer. Now, at this point, I hope that you're starting to see that when you pair the roadmap that I'm giving you today with the right tools, this whole process becomes incredibly straightforward. When you validate your idea, there's simply no way that you can fail. I mean, think about it. If someone is already making money with a similar product, why can't you? And this brings us on to step two, which is store page creation. Because once you validate your topic, you need to create a store page. And here is why I recommend doing this before you actually go ahead and create your product. You see, creating a store page forces you to really think about what you're gonna sell and whether or not it's something you want to do. When you start writing out your product description, outlining the problems that you're solving, and thinking about your target audience, you will quickly realize if this topic aligns with what you want to do. Now, if you get halfway through and think, you know what, this is actually not for me, you can always go back to the drawing board and select another topic. Remember, creating the product itself with AI is super easy and quick. So you can literally spin the wheel as many times as you want, both in terms of what product you're going to create, as well as what topic you select. And creating your store page is the best way to get a good feel for this. When it comes to your store page, I want you to think of this as your digital real estate. It's where people will see what you have to sell, so it needs to look professional and trustworthy. I mean, just think about it like this. When you walk past a physical store, if it looks nice and you see something that you like, you are 10 times more likely to go in and buy something. Your digital store page works the exact same way. Nowadays, there are many platforms that allow you to host your digital product, including WAP, Etsy, Gumroad, and many, many more. Now, just a full disclaimer for those who may not be aware, obviously, I'm the co-owner of WAP, so it is my personal favorite, and you can take that with a pinch of salt, but you can always test all the ones I've mentioned above and just see which one aligns with what you want to do and which one you actually prefer. I like WAP because it's specifically designed for digital products and it handles everything for you under one roof. Not just hosting, but also payments, delivery, customer support, and analytics. It's like having an entire ecosystem built specifically for online entrepreneurs. Now, I look at the backend data of WAP every single day. So what really excites me about recommending WAP isn't just the platform itself. It is the opportunity that exists there right now. Here's a very cool statistic that should get you excited. There are currently 571,000 customers on WAP, but only around 10,000 sellers. Think about what that means for you as someone looking to sell digital products. There are hundreds of thousands of people actively looking for solutions to their problems and willing to spend money on digital products, but not enough people actually creating those solutions. It is literally a huge supply and demand imbalance waiting to be filled. And you could be one of the people who steps in to serve that demand just like these guys. Now, regardless of which platform you choose, you will need to create an effective store page. For your store page, all you need is a clear headline that speaks to your customer's pain or desire, as well as a VSL video, which breaks down what your product does, who it helps, as well as what people get inside and why they should act. Now, I hope you notice how this page clearly communicates the problem being solved, the solution being offered, and the value people will get inside. But once again, you don't need to figure this out on your own because there are tools like Ghostwriter OS that do this for you while also eliminating all of the guesswork. There's an agent specifically designed to help craft the copy for your landing page. And for me personally, having this tool is like having an expert copywriter at your fingertips at all times. So now that you understand your WAP store page, it's time for us to go over how to create the product you're gonna be selling on there. And unfortunately, this is the step that scares most people, actually creating the product. But here is the secret. It's much easier than you think, and you have way more options than you realize. But before we dive in, I want you to imagine this. Close your eyes for a second. Imagine you have this money printing machine in your house. Every time you spin it, it prints money on demand. That money goes straight into your bank account. No questions asked. And best of all, you get unlimited spins. If you could insure the machine in case it breaks, would you do it? And how many times would you spin it? I mean, you'd probably spin it unlimited times, so you get unlimited money, right? Well, with the power of AI and digital products, that machine does exist. The beautiful thing about digital products is that when paired with AI, they behave just like that money printing machine. You get unlimited spins. There are tools which not only give you validated topics, but also create the entire product for you in just a few minutes. And by the way, this is exactly where most people get caught in the trap, because they spend months creating an entire course, recording hours of content, building something massive, only for it to not work. They get caught in what I call the perfectionism trap before even knowing if there is a demand for what they are building. So my goal today is to help you avoid that. I do not want you to make the same mistakes that I had to go through when I was creating my first digital product. I want you to save the hours of trial and error because, unlike what most people say, it doesn't have to be hard all the time. And I call this the rapid testing methodology. The premise here is very simple. First, you will launch a minimum viable product, an MVP, as soon as possible in order to get proof of concept. Once you get proof of concept, that is when you double down on what worked. So if you watched my Build a One-Person Business as a Beginner video, you now know that people who succeed in business are the ones who are willing to ship stuff even when it's imperfect. Because the truth is, the V1 of your product is not gonna be the best version of it. It wasn't for me, and it's not gonna be for you. So stop focusing on perfection and start focusing on progress. So for the sake of this video, I'm gonna use the example of an ebook because I recommend starting with something that is easy to create and cheap to sell. An ebook is what I call a gateway product. The reason for this is that it's the quickest way to proof of concept. It's cheap and easy to make, but it's great for delivering value to people and building trust. trust. So once you start getting some quick wins under your belt, you can then turn your successful ebook into a course or something more intricate. Once again, with the right AI tools, you can create an ebook without all of the guesswork and long hours. Synthesize AI creates the copy for your ebook by synthesizing all of the information out there for your topic. It packages everything in a logical way, delivering a valuable, ready-to-sell product. And if you want to customize it even further, you can even take your ebook copy and add some more branding to it using Canva. Go to Canva and literally just search for A4 ebook templates. There are thousands of ebook templates on there. You can literally just paste your ebook content and design it however you like, as you can see below. At this point, I hope you're starting to see how insane this is, okay? None of this would have even been remotely possible just a few years ago. Before, you needed to be an expert, known how to create a product, and spend months on end putting it together. Now you can literally just spin the wheel however many times you want, and you can create as many digital products as you like until you've hit the jackpot. That is how powerful what I'm sharing with you today is. I have never shared this in this much detail, okay? So I hope that you are still with me, because it doesn't stop here. Because step four is generating traffic, okay? Once you've created your product and you've transferred it to your store page, you now need to drive traffic to your product page. In other words, you need more eyeballs. Now, let me be clear about something. Having a great product is the foundation, but what separates successful digital product creators from everyone else is knowing how to get that product in front of the right people. The difference between a product that sits there collecting dust and the one that generates consistent sales comes down to one thing only: traffic. The good news is that you are about to create a digital product that solves a real problem and provides genuine value, which means that when the right people see it, they will want to buy it. The key is making sure the right people actually discover it exists. Just so you understand, the bottom line is this: your goal should be to get as many qualified eyes on your offer as possible. If you look at the digital product industry, there are really three main methods that people use to attract qualified buyers to their offers. It's what I call the traffic trifecta. You've got influencer arbitrage, paid ads, and organic content. So let me actually break these down one by one. Method one, influencer arbitrage. Influencer arbitrage is where you partner with micro influencers who already have a loyal audience. These influencers have between 20 and 50,000 followers, but often don't make enough money from their audience. Now, they might get the odd small brand deal here and there, but they're sitting with all of these followers with no way to monetize them. You can find these influencers and strike deals with them to promote your product. It is a win-win. They make money and you make sales, and this will get you your first 1 to 3 sales. And here is how to find them. Head over to Instagram. In the search bar, type in your niche or relevant keyword. Here, you need to select micro influencers who align with your product. The reason for this is simple. They will only be able to sell your product to their audience if their audience is likely to be interested in what you sell. So let's go back to our Notion example from earlier. If you have a Notion digital product that actually helps people become more organized, then it would be a great idea to partner up with an influencer who creates productivity content, posts about organization tips, or shares content about studying and work-life balance. And that's because their audience already cares about being more organized, meaning they would naturally be interested in your Notion templates. In this case, you would type in something like productivity. Once you've found a micro-influencer using the search method, you're gonna use the suggested feature on Instagram to discover other similar micro-influencers, as you can see above. This is the best method hands down, because Instagram's algorithm groups smaller accounts together. So when you look at suggestions from micro influencers, you're gonna find other micro influencers. But if you start with accounts too big, their suggestions will also likely be too big. You can also find micro influencers by searching relevant hashtags related to your niche. So for example, hashtag clean house, hashtag fit life, hashtag coach. You can also look at these micro influencers, who they follow. This gives you access to their network of creators who likely have overlapping audience. Now, once you've built a list of potential micro influencers you could partner up with, I want you to start reaching out to them as soon as possible. Your daily goal should be to find 200 to 300 influencers a day and reach out to at least 150 of them per day. Now, you want to focus on morning and evening outreach, as influencers are often working during afternoon hours. Yes, this is a numbers game, but it's one that pays off when done correctly. So do not slack off. But before you go ahead and start your outreach, make sure to qualify these micro influencers to ensure that they will be profitable partners in the first place. For this, head over to Social Blade and enter their Instagram username. Here, you want to look out for several key metrics. Ideally, 20 to 50K followers. Sweet spot is about 30 to 40. You want to make sure they're not constantly promoting gambling or sketchy products. active posting schedule with consistent content. Now, when it comes to engagement metrics, at least 3% engagement rate, because this tells you that their audience is interacting with their content, not just passively scrolling past it. 10K plus views on recent reels, and you want the reel views close to or even higher than the follower count. Active story views then match their follower size. And then you want to look at their posting consistency as well, because you want influencers who post regularly, because it shows that they are actively staying in touch with their audience. On Social Blade, you can also see how many followers they were losing or gaining in the last few days or weeks, which gives you a pretty good idea of whether or not their audience is growing or actually shrinking. Now, I compiled a list of red flags and green flags to look out for. Red flags: purchase followers. You can actually check Social Blade for suspicious follower patterns, declining follower count over the past 30 days, low engagement despite high follower count, or constantly promoting gambling or get-rich-quick schemes. Now, for good candidates, you want someone who posts lots of stories and shares day-to-day life. You want an engaged audience that comments and interacts. You want an audience that is aligned with your product. You want an audience age 17 plus with priority on older demographics. And we can actually even get more technical with this, because before you commit to working with a micro-influencer, calculate your expected return using what I call the viability calculator. This is really going to help you gauge whether or not the partnership makes sense for you. Now, when you are in contact with the influencer, ask them how many story views that they typically get. Let's say you've been speaking to a micro influencer and they tell you that they get on average 35,000 story views as an example. You want to actually multiply their story views by their engagement rate that you get from Social Blade. So if they have a 23% engagement rate, that's 35,000 times 0.23, which comes out to 8,050. This represents the number of people who could potentially interact with their story and click on your link. Now, you want to multiply that number by your expected conversion rate. Always be conservative here. Let's say that 4% of their audience converts. So that is 8,050 candidates with a conversion rate of 4%, and that's 322 potential sales. So if your product is, let's say, priced at $85, that is 322 times 85. So that is $27,370 in potential revenue. And the coolest thing is you literally don't even need to pay them up front, because remember, you are partnering up with an influencer who has an audience, but they are just struggling to monetize it. And that is exactly where you come in. You provide them with a product that their audience is already begging them for. Then, once you've identified and qualified your target influencers, all you have to do is reach out to them. Now, for this, keep your initial message simple and professional. And remember what I said about the optimal outreach times. Now, when it comes to reaching out to micro influencers, here are a few template messages that you can use. Hey, Sophia, I have a partnership proposal for you. What's the best way to discuss it with you? Or, hey, John, I'm looking to collaborate with you on a commission-based promotion. Are you opening to hear more about it? Now, if you want some more plug-and-play messages and my outreach tracker, I'm gonna leave this down below for you. The key to good outreach is to be very direct about it being a paid partnership while remaining friendly and professional. And for your initial message, you can send it via DMs or just reply directly to their story. Replying to their story is an advantage because they actually get a notification from it. Now, once you've reached out to people, follow up 2 to 3 times per day. So morning, afternoon, evening for a maximum of 3 days. After 3 days, if you don't get a response, just move on to the next influencer. Remember, like I said, this is a numbers game. When an influencer responds positively, you need to collect some additional metrics before moving forward. You want to go ahead and ask them their active story views, average age of audience, top audience location, gender breakdown, story views for the last 7 days, and then link clicks from stories last 30 days. These metrics will help you get a better understanding of how qualified their audience is relative to your product and the strength of their relationship with their audience. Now, to be safe, make sure to always cross-reference these with Social Blade to verify their claims. Now, as you send more messages, you're gonna start getting some opportunities over the line. So for structuring deals, start with a commission-based partnership. Typical commission rates are 30 to 60% of each sale. And the reason that you can do this is because there are no cost of goods for digital products. This means that you only pay when they make sales for you. So that way you don't have to pay them anything upfront. Like I said, it still makes sense for them because just like they're providing you with the audience, you are providing them with a product that will allow them to monetize that audience. Listen, as you know my philosophy on this, unlike all these other gurus out there, I'm never gonna try to encourage you to take massive risks when you first start out. And this is exactly why I really like this approach, because there is little to no risk when you first get started with it. Now, once an influencer agrees to work with you, you, you're going to create their affiliate link on a platform like WAP, for example, and they get a commission based on how many sales that they get you. Then you will provide them with all the infrastructure on how you want them to promote your digital product to their audience. The process here is very simple. You're going to get them to post a three-story sequence on their Instagram. This sequence is designed to feel natural to their audience while effectively promoting your product. And here is the general structure that I want you to follow. Story number one is the survey slash warm-up. This is creating curiosity without mentioning the product itself. Use a poll like, I found a way to make $1,000 a month with your solution. Poll, do you want me to show you? Story two is method and results. Reference the winning poll, show proof slash screenshots, briefly explain the methodology. After weeks of testing, I decided to share this with you guys. Story three is the call to action. Create urgency and provide clear instructions. I managed to get some access to this tool for my followers, first come, first serve basis, plus link. Now, with the natural ebb and flow of this story sequence, it doesn't feel salesy at all. Instead, the goal is to spark curiosity. And this method works super well. This Brazilian guy, Natan, has made millions with influencer arbitrage using this exact three-story method sequence. By the way, I even use story sequences myself all the time. They work extremely well. The same principle for you. The only difference here is the structure that you will follow and the fact that you're leveraging someone else's audience if you don't have one yet yourself. By the way, this is the sort of stuff that we help our clients inside of Monetize with. Now, I'll be honest with you, this is just a YouTube video, so I'm trying to fit as much as I can in here. But inside of Monetize, that's where we give away all the software, all the tools, all of the plug and plays, the scripts, the cheat sheets, like literally everything to have AI and the software do 95% of the heavy lifting for you. And at this point, you're wondering, how can you get into Monetize? Unfortunately, you can't. It's closed. But hopefully this video is giving you the skeleton and the structure to understand how this pieces together. Now, going back to the point of the video, the beauty of this approach is that you are targeting influencers who don't really know how to monetize their audience, and you are giving them a way to do so. You're giving them an opportunity. And in turn, you're leveraging the influencer's existing relationship that they have with their audience. People already trust them. So when they recommend your product, it carries a lot more weight than any traditional advertisement. Influencer arbitrage is the key to getting your first few sales as well as proof of concept. Once you have this, you can then move on to step two and start reinvesting some of your profit into paid advertisement. And this brings us on to method two, paid ads. Step two is all about reinvesting your profits from step one. Paid ads are all about paying to get placed in front of the right people. Now, don't worry about ads too much for now. I'm just going to give you some context of how to actually go about it. For now, focus on influencer arbitrage, as that alone should get you your first 1 to 3 sales. Once you have proof of concept and some profit to reinvest, here is what you can do. You have two options here, depending on the type of traffic you want to attract: Google ads or Facebook ads. Google search ads work like this. You pay for Google to show your website when someone searches for keywords related to your solution. Now, if you search for literally anything on Google right now, you will notice the first three results are always ads. The beauty of Google search is that you are targeting people already looking for a solution to their problem, so they are far more likely to buy. Now, here is how this works. If your digital product helps people organize their lives with Notion, you pay to show up when someone searches how to organize my life or Notion templates for productivity. Setup process is quite easy. You want to use tools like Google Trends or Uber Suggest to find what people are searching for. You start with your product price as your daily budget. So if your product is $30, start with $30 a day. Use AI tools to create your ad headlines. Remove irrelevant search terms that don't convert, like Notion sound effects if you're selling productivity templates. And like that, Google search is quite easy, to be honest. Facebook is a different beast because you aren't actively searching for solutions. Instead, you need to grab someone's attention first. These people are already scrolling through social media, not looking to buy something, so your ad needs to stop them and pique their interest. For this, you want to create 5 image ads and 5 video ads. Here, you could even ask the successful micro influencer you partner up with in method one to create video content that you can use. Then you want to set up campaigns optimizing for sales with your product price as the daily budget. You want to let it run for 7 days and analyze which ads perform best, then create more variations of those and pause your worst performers. By the way, just like all of the other steps we've covered today, AI helps you with all of this. Tools like Ghostwriter can create your entire ad copy and all of the headlines for you. Now, while paid ads can be a great strategy after you've made your first few sales, there's one other method that works very well, especially when paired with paid ads. The third and final method is organic content. Organic content is, without a doubt, the best way to sell digital products at scale. It's what has allowed me to build my personal brand and get all the benefits that come with it. I call it the unlimited money glitch. You see, when you have a loyal audience that is interested in the topics you talk about and the problems you solve, It gives you the ability to sell anything of value to them. It isn't a secret that this method has been and continues to be my competitive advantage in the online space. I've literally made well over 7 figures from one YouTube video alone in the past. And I want to make it clear, I'm not saying this to brag. I just really want to show you that it is the strongest method long-term because it works for you 24/7. A single piece of content can bring customers for months or even years after being posted. In fact, the same video I just mentioned didn't get me those crazy results until years after I posted it. But here is why I've made content the third method in step four. Content takes time to compound. It requires incredible consistency and has a steep learning curve. When you're starting out, you need quick wins first. But here is the biggest misconception that people have when it comes to creating content. They think that to make money, they need to show their face. And I would actually argue the opposite. If you want to go the content route, I recommend you start faceless. Despite what people think, it's actually an advantage to not show your face in your content at the start. Faceless content gives you the flexibility to create content on different topics until you find your proof of concept. Remember the slot machine I told you about earlier? Well, this is where it becomes even more powerful. With faceless content, you can create content on different topics or even sell multiple digital products without people associating you with just one specific niche or product. And if you need to pivot or change direction, that's completely fine because your audience isn't following you for your face. They are following your content for the value that you provide. And I'll give you a perfect example. There's this YouTube channel called Business Basics. It's a channel I've been following for a while. They're completely faceless. And the reason I've been following them for so long is because they keep me up to date with what's going on in the world. They cover world news, everything from geopolitics to real estate issues in different countries. And I keep coming back because of the value that they deliver, not because who's sharing it. And here's how this works in practice. I want you to think of it like a funnel. Your content attracts the right people and nurtures them with time. Those who are ready to buy can buy, and those who need more time get further nurtured. For this reason, the number one rule of content is to make sure that it's intentional. In other words, create content that's directly related to the problem that your digital product solves. So let's use the Notion ebook as an example again. You could create content showing how organized you are using Notion, demonstrate the templates in action, and show before and after scenarios of productivity improvements. With time, you attract more people who are interested in this topic and would therefore want to buy your Notion organization digital product. It takes time, but these are the stages you must take them through. First is attract. Your content draws in people who have the problem that you solve. Next is provide value. They get genuine help from your free content and start to trust you. From there, there's interest built. As they watch more of your content, they want to know more about your methods, and then they convert. You include a CTA to give those who are ready to buy an easy way to buy your product. And here is the bottom line. When people see the value you're providing for free with your content, they naturally want access to the full system. I mean, just look at what these faceless creators have been able to do on WAP recently. Now, when starting out, I would recommend you create short form content on a platform like YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok. For this, you can literally just model viral pieces of content from other creators and emulate that for your own niche. Then just add a CTA to help people take the next step and buy your ebook. Just like this guy who shares how he used to struggle with content creation until he started using this Notion content planner. And then at the end of the video, he actually then uses a CTA telling people to click the link in his bio if they want access to the planner. The beauty of digital products is that you can easily show people your product in action in your content, which helps build trust and provide value. Or look at all of these other creators who are using this exact method to sell their digital products. And by the way, Notion for Productivity is just one specific digital product example that I've shown you here today, by the way. I have even seen people succeed by adding content on Pinterest and then linking their products from there. So irrespective of which platform you pick, make sure you focus on one platform first, you master it, and then you can think about expanding further to become omnipresent. And when deciding what platform to start with, think about where your ideal customers spend most of their time. That is literally the entire process. Look, what I've given you here today is what you need to move forward. I know we covered a lot, but it's actually quite simple if you follow this step by step. Make sure you've taken some notes, and remember, you can always come back to this video at a later date. You now have the roadmap, and you now know that in order for you to implement everything as quickly as humanly possible, you just need to pair that with the right tools as we discussed. But here is what I need you to understand. Information without action is worthless. Most people will watch this video, think it's interesting, maybe even bookmark it, and then do nothing with it. They're gonna find excuses. They're gonna convince themselves that they need to learn more first, that they'll wait for the perfect time. I'm sorry to break it to you, but the perfect time doesn't exist. The best time to start was yesterday, and the second best time is right now. And just remember what Jensen, the CEO of NVIDIA, said. If you are not using AI, you are going to lose to someone who is, plain and simple. The window to position yourself is closing, and it is closing fast. Throughout the years, I've learned that the biggest limitations are almost always mental. And I learned this the hard way. The markets are massive, the opportunities are real, and the tools are out there to be used. What stops most people is the ceiling they put on themselves in their own minds. I can tell you from personal experience, every major breakthrough in my business came from combining a step-by-step process with the tools and taking action. And it all started with what I believed was possible for myself, from raising my own internal ceiling. And I'll be very honest with you, your first sale might take a few weeks. Hell, it might even take a few months. But once you get it, once you prove to yourself that this actually works, everything changes. That first sale opens the door to a completely different life. Because just remember, if you can get one sale, you can get 10. If you can get 10, you can get 100. But none of it is possible without taking that first step. So the question I have for you is this. Are you going to be one of the people who takes action or who wishes that they had? And with that being said, I hope you enjoyed today's video. Go ahead and leave a comment down below. Let me know what you thought of the video. Drop an AI comment if you want me to make that next video for you for next week. And as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.